Hey, how are you holding up? I know we said we'd go radio silent after the breakup, but I just wanted to check in. I ran into some of your friends last week, and they said, well, I hope I'm not ratting them out, but they said you were still kind of struggling. This stuff is never easy. We spent 2 years together, and that's a long time. And yeah, well, of course there are things I miss. There are times that I really felt like you were the only one who understood me. Things just got so clingy at the end, and look, I didn't come to. I don't want to rehash things. Your friend said you haven't been dating much. Really? Not at all? I mean, tell me at least you're getting laid. Jesus, it's been 6 months. Nothing? Wow. I just hope you're not waiting for me. I mean, it's not always easy, but I'm moving on, and I really think you need to do the same. You've got to get back out there and just, I don't know, just get over me. So, I want to help. I still care about you, and I hate hearing that you're struggling like this. And I had an idea of how to get you to move on. At least, unlock your brain, I guess. It's a little unorthodox. But shit, after 6 months, you really might need it. Okay, here's the thing. I started seeing people pretty early. I mean, all right, fuck it. I started seeing people before we broke up. I know. I know you were always nervous about me playing softball and all the guys on the team, but no, I never hooked up with any of my teammates. I mean, while we were dating. But every time we went to Teddy's after the game, over on 6th, there was this bartender. And, yeah, I kind of started seeing him before you and I officially called things off. I'm sorry. I know it was shitty, but things were so messed up with us, and I just wanted to feel sexy again. And look, I'm getting off subject. This is what I wanted to tell you. What? What does he look like? I mean, he's a bartender. He's tall, and I mean, look, he's a good-looking guy. He's probably 4 inches taller than you are. And his arms are. I mean, he's carrying the crates up and down stairs all night. He can lift me like I weigh nothing. He just picks me up and puts me wherever he wants. Yeah, I'm still seeing him. No, he's not my boyfriend. We're just hooking up. And well, when I heard about your struggles, I tried to come up with something I could do to get your mind off me, to really help cut things off. And so I made you this recording. Do you have earbuds handy? Okay, good. Just put them on here and plug into my phone, okay? Ready? Yeah, just listen. Hey, it's me. Next time you think of me, I really want you to think of this recording. I'm lying here in bed. I'm naked. But I'm not alone. Actually, with my free hand, I'm holding the most beautiful fucking cock. Well, it's way bigger than yours. I know I always said yours was perfect, but Every girl knows to say that. Yours was perfectly fine. But this dick in my hand right now is fucking perfect. I've been sucking this dick since the last few months we were dating. I would get in his car, pull it out of his pants, feel its weight in my palm, and suck him till he was hard enough to choke me. Then I would ride him until I came. Do you have any idea how much easier it was for me to come on his dick? How hard it was to pretend you were rocking my world? Especially when I came home after and you gave it your all. Every time I was moaning for you, or pretending to moan. Oh yeah, fuck, that feels so good. When all I was thinking about was this other dick I just rode. So yeah, it's time for you to move on. To stop thinking about me, because I'm clearly not thinking about you. And I'm hoping that this audio clip will unjar your brain. Because now I'm going to suck this beautiful cock. And you're going to listen. It's so hard to get in my mouth. So fucking big. It makes me feel so small and helpless, filling my mouth so completely. I can already feel his balls getting tight. I'm trying to decide whether you should listen to him come all over my face or shoot his load down my throat. But I'm not going to record that. Instead, you're going to turn off this recording, hand me back my phone, and ask me, You look pretty flush. I really hope that wasn't too hard to hear, but maybe it's just what you needed to hear, you know, in order to move on. Next time you're lost in your head, thinking about me and whether I might come back to you, I want you to think about the cock that's filling me up. You see my wrist here? Put your hand around it. Yeah, just like that. You feel that? That's how thick he is. We measured. And that's how much he filled my throat as I swallowed every drop this morning. And that's just one of the reasons I'll never come back to you.